Good morning. It's 8:09 a.m. 8:09 on Thursday, August the 6th, 2020. 08:09, 08:06, 2020. Yeah, I slept in this morning. Apparently needed it, I guess. I don't know. So I got up around 7. I didn't been up very long. Had enough time to scarf down a couple pieces of toast and half a cup of coffee. Sun kept rising, so I figured I better get out and get my butt moving this morning. Got things I want to do. Yesterday was sort of derailed by Cafe Press. Dentist sent me a bill that says I'm past due on work that must have happened when they were closed. And I'm trying to get it sorted out. Okay, it doesn't make any sense. They also sent me a bill for something that happened 4 years ago. When I talked to them, they said, well, yeah, this is from when you were with Dr. Bond. And I was like, I've never been with Dr. Bond. And they said, Dr. Powell. I've never been with Dr. Powell. So apparently it was Dr. Bland, which is like 4 years ago. You're sending me a bill now for something that happened 4 years ago? You couldn't have mentioned this, like, when I paid the last bill? I have a feeling I got something screwed up in the billing system. To begin with, I thought my wife didn't have insurance, and then when I gave them the number, they said, oh yeah, that's the one we have on file. It's like, well, if you have it on file, why did you think she didn't have insurance? I don't know. The whole thing is a little crazy. So that took up some time. And then the CreateSpace thing. CreateSpace has, my CreateSpace store, I created it in 2007. And apparently, CreateSpace changed some policies in 2018 that said, okay, if your image files are older than a year, you have to change them. You can upload the same one, but you have to at least change them. So they disabled a lot of my files. I thought they left them, but they didn't. They only left like 4 or 5 of them. And then a couple of variations on those 4 or 5. And I'm not exactly sure why, since they all went up at the same time. And they said, well, you can just upload the files again. And I'm like, I know. 2007, that was like 4 or 5 computers ago. This isn't exactly... When I started this gig, this was a lark. This was something I did just to say I had it. Not that it's actually made any money or anything. And then he said, oh yeah, you have to upgrade your store. Upgrade my store. They actually have a new kind of for this. I have what's called the basic store. And they have a free model store, which is kind of a crappy store, which is why they then have a premium store. They always had a premium store, but it was never worth it. maybe now it's worth it. Maybe now it's worth it. I got EJ working to create some stuff. To leverage what we have already. I managed to snag some of the images. They're the wrong size. But I was able to snag them. And she converted them from raster to SVG to vector. And the vectors don't have quite as much jagginess in them. They're much smoother and they scale better. So we're building a file, a folder of image files that we can then use in various ways. I've got to come up with some new ones. And we're looking at other stores. We're looking at Zazzle and Redbubble that both seem to have the same breadth of merchandise that we want to offer. But there may be a valid case to be made to stay on Cafe Press and go with one of their package deals. It's like $7 a month if you go by the month, but if you buy by the year, it's only $5 a month. So, you know, $60 a year, which is not too bad. And I'm pretty sure that the price of the merchandise is pretty much the same. I went over to Zazzle and I looked at some of the things that were on Zazzle, and they've got some. I looked at like 11-ounce coffee mugs. I'm pretty sure everybody's using the same vendor or the same source for 11-ounce coffee mugs, because they're all identical. All of them are identical shape. They're identical colors. Zazzle has some that are a different shape. Cafe Press is like basic two cylindrical shapes. And Zazzle has some that have, you know, like they're more conical. They have some. There's some other shapes. None of them have the shape that I want, but Cafe Press, their premium store. I did some research and found that their premium store does a lot of things that would really help. And I don't know if Zazzle or Redbubble have the same. I think EJ was liking the looks of Redbubble. I don't know if they have the same kind of freemium breakdown in terms of capacity. I can put 500 I can put one of everything into a free store. So whatever they have, I can make one of them and put it in the free store. So I can put one 11-ounce mug with one Federated Freight logo on it. Get ready to sit with me. Monk post. But if I want to put a second 11-ounce coffee mug, I have to take the logo off the one that's there and put the other logo on instead. I'm only allowed to have one 11-ounce mug with one design on. I can't have multiple designs on an 11-ounce mug. In a free store. In a paid store, I could have an 11-ounce mug for Unwin Yards. I could have one for Federated Freight. I could have one for DST. I could have one for Phoenix Freight. I could have one for every, and pick one. And pick whatever you want. I could have one on it. And then collect them in a cluster, in a group, and I think they call them folders or something, I don't know. But I can have them all show up on the same page. So people can pick the one that they want. And EJ's got kind of the same problem with her shop, the Toehold Bazaar, the one that she's been running for me. She has the same restrictions. She can only have, like, I think she put the Unwin Yard on the tall cup and put Phoenix on the small one. I don't remember now what she's got, but I think she's got the same problem. So I'm looking at this going, okay, well, if we move to another site, that pretty much means she has to, well, she has to sort of double up her work. But if I just cough up the $5 a month, I'll just, you know, cough up the $60, whatever it is. For an annual subscription, an annual fee. We can put all this stuff in one store. And rather than have me upgrade my store, I'll just close it. And we'll put everything in a single store. And the more I think about it, I gotta talk to her about it, but I think the more I think about it, the more I like this idea. Because we've got Toehold Bazaar, we've got Solar Clipper. If we had one store, and we put all the merch in one store, with all of the varieties that we could put in it in one store. Certain sense there. Good morning. That feels like the right approach. I'm reading the 11th percent. I don't remember who's by. I'm gonna pick it up so I can do it without shutting off the phone. 15. Yeah, still recording. Okay. Now, where's my Kindle? There it is. Yeah, the 11th percent. Is it by? Come on, dude. T.H. Morris. Now, this is not the T. Morris that you may have heard of already, the podcaster, who's married to Philippa Ballantyne, and they do the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences, which I can't read now because they published with HarperCollins. Harper Voyager. But this is T.H. Morris. And I'm at the top of chapter 3. And I started the book and it's like, oh God, really? There's a lot of awkward exposition in the first chapter or so. Second chapter picked up. They're using the I always wanted to be a writer trope, but I didn't have whatever. So there's a certain self-referential air about it that it's one of those things that kind of makes me the NaNoWriMo novel about a novelist writing NaNoWriMo, that kind of self-reference goes, it grates on me a little bit, because it's a cliche. If you can do it, it's not like don't do that, because it's been done well. The problem is it's been done a lot. And most of them follow about the same pattern. Now, with that caveat, I'm in the top of chapter 3, and a lot of really weird magical things have started happening. And at first they seem random, and then they stop being random. And I really like the way this is going. So the 11th percent, I don't know, it's the writing is a bit clunky in places. This is, I'm pretty sure this is somebody's first book. But I mean, South Coast was, no, South Coast. Quarter Share was my first book. And if anybody reads that and thinks it isn't clunky, then. But it had something that people keep liking and keep coming back to. So it is what it is. And so I'm reading this as their first book, and I'm intrigued. I'm in chapter 3. It took me a while to get into it. I'm not at the end of the sample because I didn't buy the whole book. I just got the sample. So I'm not, I may get to the end of chapter 3 and say nope, but right now I'm intrigued. It's pretty cool. Oh, and I'm coming up on the back gate. What am I going to do today? Today I'm, sprinkler. The problem with these sprinklers is that I have a strange shaped lawn, so in order to get the edges of it, I have to spray some of the sidewalk, and I happen to be walking on the sidewalk when it sprayed. So I'm going to go work on Barbarian. I want to get that done so I can get it over to EJ, and then we can get it over to Karen. So I've got stuff to do today. I'm going to get it done. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.